Hi guys, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Anime Podcasters. Today, I am back with the one, the only, the gingery, the hotshot YouTube, Twitch streaming sensation of anime podcasting, Hotshot Ginger. How's it going, buddy?
You know I quit. Why do you keep bringing that up?
Dude, I'm bringing it up until I get... I'm still subscribed and I'm still hoping. I was day one in the chat. Day one in the chat.
You really was, though. And I have actually been putting more thought into it again.
That's good. That's a start. That's something.
Yeah, been thinking about it. Don't know if I'm going to continue, but thinking about it.
Maybe is a maybe. Today, we are RG-less. Yes, RG is not here with us. He's been on an episode streak, and we're going to give him a nice break. If you're listening to this, we're really in a different type of scheduling. I just want to do a 2-3 quick housekeeping notes, and then we'll just hop into this Koala Cast, this open convo where... How many notes have you written down for this podcast episode, Hotshot?
Oh, absolutely none.
And how many do you think I wrote down?
Oh, absolutely none.
Absolutely the situation we are in. So, housekeeping real quick. Recently in our podcast feed, if you are subscribed to us on audio platforms and on YouTube, we just dropped the very first Anime Podcasters mini-series, which is basically a new concept I'm trying out here, where we're going to do like quick episode blitz. So in a single week, 3 episodes, or maybe 4. This first one was on anime music, and I basically broke down and analyzed the soundtracks of Attack on Titan, Death Note, and Cowboy Bebop with my very good musical friend, but not as much of an anime fan as us, friend Cruz Gordon. He did Soundspace with me for a while, and he's really cool, so make sure to check that out. And the other plug I want to put in, if you're listening to this right now, And this could be our first jumping point topic, Hotshot. A Ghibli Christmas. My Christmas Studio Ghibli song cover album of 15 songs is out. It came out on the 15th of November. You're listening to this definitely after the 15th of November because scheduling stuff. And I just want to go over a few things here. We got My Neighbor Totoro covers. We got Castle in the Sky, we got Spirited Away, we got Ponyo, we got Pompoko, we got so many anime soundtracks from Studio Ghibli that I covered in a Christmas fashion. It's piano and bells. And two things I've learned from this process. Studio Ghibli music is phenomenal, and you can make anything sound like a Christmas song if you just add bells to it. That's a fact. That's a musical fact, Hotshot.
Okay, so I'm going to try Dragula, but with bells, and see if it sounds Christmassy.
I swear it will. Like, think about it. What do you hear the most during Christmas? Like, bells.
It is bell music. Here's the thing. I'm not necessarily saying you're wrong, because I actually feel like that's true.
It is true. To all my music friends out there, like, if you're making a Christmas album, just add bells. Add bells. Hotshot, what would you say... I mean, I don't want to get ahead of myself because obviously Christmas is still far away. We just turned the corner around Halloween and Vampire Hunter D. But like, what's an anime that you would only watch during Christmas if you had to choose one or recommend one?
That I would only watch during Christmas?
Yeah, like a festive anime.
That's actually kind of tricky because I don't know. I can name a couple episodes. But I can't name, like, whole series.
Yeah, what are some episodes? Yeah, what's an episode?
One episode is in Komi Can't Communicate, which it shows the entire classroom going and buying her a birthday/Christmas present because her birthday is on Christmas. And they actually have a birthday party and Christmas party over at her place. So it's actually very warm. It's very cozy. It's very festive, and it's a slice of life anime. So it's very easygoing.
Interesting. I was looking at some article here, and apparently there's this very Christmassy anime called the English version is called Winter Sonata, And the synopsis says, based on the Korean drama of the same name, Yo-jin falls in love with Jun-sang as a young girl. After losing him in an accident, she decides to marry her childhood best friend. Maybe this is the most Christmassy thing I can find. Winter Ballad is what it's called. Interesting. Maybe you guys should watch Winter Ballad. That's my recommendation. I never watched it, but yeah, watch it and get back to me.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I remember
we'll see what happens, but
I remember I think we did it last year or maybe the year before where I surprised you with your Christmas present, which was me watching Blood Sea.
Right. Oh my god, that's already been a year. That's insane, bro. This year has flown by. This year has really flown by when you think about it. Just in terms of Christmas topics and stuff on the podcast, I really want to do anime Grinches again. Like, that was such a fun episode. There's so much banter you could do with anime Grinches.
That one was what? We were coming up with how they would steal Christmas, right?
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
We would come up with anime characters and like just describe how they would destroy Christmas. And I remember one of them.
Yeah, stealing Christmas was a lost concept after like the second guy was talked about. Then it was just, how did they just royally screw over Christmas?
So the one I came up with, I think it was my best one. I said Light Yagami, and he just writes down Santa's name. And I just remember you going, yeah, I mean, you're not wrong. That does ruin Christmas.
What was one? Did I do Shigaraki, where he would just like touch everything and it all just melts?
Yeah, yours were kind of like messed up, I'm not going
to
lie.
Well, they were trying to ruin Christmas. If I'm going to ruin something, I'm going to go big.
I'm actually going to put effort and research when I like the topic.
Hey, you don't need to know that part.
I mean, it's so obvious.
No, when it's talking about characters that I really, really like, then I already know what I need to know. And it's a villain that I really like. So, of course, he's going to ruin Christmas.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That's very fair. I want to hop to something else here. I watched this anime like I think 1 or 2 years ago, per your recommendation, and it was like one that's like very much in your field of anime enjoyment. And I said we should do an episode about it, but I don't know if that's ever going to be a thing. But I do want to talk about Kill la Kill,
okay?
Because I did watch it, and I did think it was like well written, and I think that it was action packed to the brim. Just tell me your thoughts on that show.
Kill la Kill, I do really like because I love Trigger. So I love the animation style and how expressive and sharp it is. And especially when characters are hit with like a really big blowback attack to where their faces are like almost contorting. Kill la Kill, I actually found initially because of Kyo, who told me about Ryoko. And then as I was watching, I found Mako and Satsuki. And yes, I'm going to admit this straight up. We are waifu people. We like waifus. And we have our tastes. Leave me alone. But I mean, that's kind of what initially drew me to the show was the female characters. But then I started loving the action more, the storytelling more, the twists of it. And I ended up really, really liking it. But it's been years since I actually sat down and watched it.
Yeah. Two things I wanna bring up about Kill la Kill.
Shoot.
I don't know if you'll remember this, but like, remember when the one episode I came on to Ponsucast and I talked about how the animes that you like, the hotshot shows, I felt like there was a lot of like not enough depth. You know what I mean? Remember, I was saying that the characters felt like very one-noted to me, or there's like, you're obviously watching for a particular reason and the focus becomes that, and you don't really, when you focus on a body image that you lose room for depth, in my humble opinion, right? You see what I mean?
Right.
So I feel like Kill la Kill is the antithesis of that, because I see a lot of depth and action and just plot always developing every single episode. The fights, just the stakes, everything rises all the time. You know what I mean? That to me was fantastic. And I really liked the way it was presented. And the second thing I want to say is we're talking about a lot of Kill la Kill, but I think we should probably contextualize it a little bit for the audience. In a brief paragraph, from what you remember, how would you describe the plot and premise of Kill la Kill to someone who's like never heard of it before?
Ryoko, a girl who has lost her father, gets into a higher up school of fighters in a attempt to discover the truth and mystery behind what happened to her disappearing father, who she believes is alive. Like that is the that is the get you into it plot. There is a lot more that goes into it, but that is like the initial, this is what's happening.
Yes. Also, Studio Trigger, bro, what else have they done? Because I did not know Studio Trigger did that type of, specifically the arts and animation, because dude, it's so over the top. It's kind of got that One Punch thing to it. So maybe One Punch is by Studio Trigger. I could be wrong, but I definitely see similarities in the dynamic action sequences and exaggerated like character designs. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
What else has Studio Trigger
done? If you ask me, Trigger is most well known for their work on Kill la Kill, but they did Gurren Lagann. They did Promare, and they actually did a couple Star Wars shorts in Star Wars Visions.
Interesting. Oh, they did Darling in the Franxx.
Yeah, like if it looks it looks that angular and sharp with like high moving action, Trigger is very well known for their style.
Yeah. Well, that's definitely something I could see. Yeah, dude. And you know what? I'm gonna say I might trigger some fans. I feel like the how can I say this? The theme of power clothing and Kill la Kill surpasses the theme that same theme, and so it does it better than Sailor Moon.
Well, yeah, because this clothing is actually alive. Like I know the Sailor Scout.
Oh, it's going down. Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, sorry. I'm just saying, like when the clothing comes up, I'm like, you just feel like, oh, it's going down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean Sailor Scouts. Like when you boil it down, it's kind of like a superhero mantra. Or like Power Rangers, to where they get in their uniform to battle evil. So it's like a superhero throwing on his mask. Like, you know he's about to do something, because that's the only way he can. But the Kill la Kill characters, they can fight without activating their life fiber. But they don't have to. Like, certain characters can actually use the power-up one, like Ryoko and Satsuki.
Very fair.
And I did want to jump into one thing just because I'm curious.
Yeah.
We've been doing anime podcasters for several years. What is the, and I'm not saying when it came out, but what is the most recent anime you've watched? Like not, like it can even be an older anime that came out a while ago, but you just recently started watching.
So there's two that come to mind. The latest anime wow, you see, I've been doing the show so long that I just name shows that are by our show title. The first one is, I don't know which one between the two, but the latest Attack on Titan release.
Okay.
There's one that's like probably released now, or like the final part is like releasing now, or like very around the timing of this episode. And another one that I watched very recently that I absolutely enjoyed, and I'll intro it to you this way. Hotshot, you're a huge gamer.
I am.
You love it. You love the game.
I do.
I know that.
I really, really do.
I don't know if you've seen this one, but I feel like this anime is probably the perfect transition from anime to game or game to anime. But Cyberpunk Edgerunners, have you seen this anime?
I haven't actually sat down and watched it yet, but Kyo has sat down and watched the whole thing. So he has seen it.
Yes. But are you a fan of the game? That's the most important part.
Yes and no. I'm a fan of the world, but unfortunately when I got Cyberpunk, it was when it was bugged to all hell, to the point where it was like practically unplayable. Like when you remember all the memes that came out when Cyberpunk first dropped?
Listen to me. I'll put you this way. I know someone who worked on that game.
Okay.
And it was not, it was made very clear that, it was made very clear that like it was not ready, but they were like, this has to come out This has to come out. And like, it's not ready. It's, this is not a good idea. And then what happened.
Yeah.
Yes, of course I saw the memes.
That time is when I got it, because the promos and commercials made me so curious about it. But then when I started playing it, I realized how unfinished it was. So I put it down for pretty much forever. It's been fixed since. It's had like several updates in it since, and I've also have it on the PS5 now. So it is on the list of me to actually give it another chance and play it. Unfortunately, my gamer plate is super full, so I just haven't jumped back into it. But the reason I was asking, like, what anime have you recently watched is because for a long time here, I was actually in an anime dry spell. I just put anime down for a little while and we started watching other stuff. And it was only like this past weekend, like last Friday or something, that me and Kyo actually sat down and turned on Hunter x Hunter for the first time.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, Hunter. Yeah, we're already like 4 or 5 episodes in, and we're both really loving it. But that is like the most recent anime I've watched in like 3-4 months.
Fair enough. I'll tell you something, like, on a more of a personal, but it still relates to the podcast note.
Go for it.
I have not watched any anime in the last few months also, because the only thing I've been doing in my free time when I'm not working is I'm listening to anime soundtracks, figuring out what's the next song I wanted to cover. And I've been on a stupid amount of grind recently with this Christmas album that I'm putting out. There's more albums in the works. There are some that are already done. There's singles. There's so much going on. This podcast to run, which is taking a life of its own. So I'm kind of like really excited for like the fun storm that I'm in. It's fun. I love doing it. I love it. I'm so blessed, right? But I'm waiting for this busy period to kind of slow down. And then, like, dude, Hunter x Hunter, like, I've seen the first few episodes. I know it's like I saw it first, but it picks up. I want to watch there's new Jujutsu Kaisen. There's more My Hero I want to watch. I want to watch the new AOT. There's so many ones that I want to see. I went to a convention, otaku-thon, with good friends of the podcast, Ben and ACR, which have both been guests multiple times. And, dude, there are so many animes that I never even heard of out there that come out every single year. It's impossible. It's impossible to watch all of them. But it's possible to watch some of them. And we really have a pick of the litter here. You know what I mean? We really, 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 really do.
That just tells me that anime is... like it is for everyone. Like, even if there's a show that one of your best friends watches that you don't care for, there is another alternative for you to watch. Like, I know I keep going back to this example, but it's like the strongest one I have. Like, Death Note. You, Kyo, and a lot of our other friends absolutely love Death Note to high heaven, and I just get bored to tears with it. But then I start watching something like, say, Lucky Star. And I love it. Kyo really likes it. But that would bore you to tears.
I totally understand what you mean.
It's totally dependent on taste. But it proves that there is something out there for everyone to watch. Like, there is a game that has been out for years, Dragon Quest, where initially I bought the PS5 game of it that recently came out because I couldn't find a dub of it anywhere. But I just recently found the dub, so I can actually watch it. And yes, we've been over this 100 times. You guys know I'm a dub watcher. I like hearing English. I'm sorry. But that is what I do. But now I have access to actually watch that. Should I so choose?
Absolutely, absolutely. Dude, I do want to head back to the convention stuff for
a
minute.
Sorry, I just went off on a tangent.
No, for sure. No, but it's good. That's what you need to do on this podcast, bro. I've never been on an anime convention before this one. I mean, Comic-Con, yes, but that doesn't count as an anime convention. Otaku-thon was such a cool experience. And do you know what I found out about at Otaku-thon?
What's up?
Have you ever heard of, and I'm not making this up, Have you ever heard of anime speed tunes?
No, I can't say that I have. No.
Okay. I want to give a shout out to this thing. You guys should look up anime speed tunes. There's this competition where basically it's like a game show, and I haven't seen this in a few months, so I'm going to try to like regurgitate what I remember, where you have like four or five participants, and there's categories of games, of animes. And some of the categories include like Vocaloid covers, Heaven, Cyberpunk, and these are all animes that fit that theme, you know what I mean? Or 2023 spring season. So it's only songs that came out in the spring, or animes that came out this recent season. You see what I mean? And you choose a category, and then they'll play the song, and you have like the faster you guess the song or name the anime related to the opening, the faster you get points. And there's this one guy who's been winning like every single year, and he's like the anime speed tune champion. Dude, I love this thing. So just look it up. Anime speed tunes. It's such a hilarious concept to me. As an anime music fan myself, I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
And again, that was anime speed tunes.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Anime speed tunes. You should, dude, I they have a YouTube channel. I'm going to shout them out right here. Gippy, G-I-P-P-Y. Hilarious. There's a video of the Otakuthon, and I think I see myself in the crowd. Anyways, dude, look up anime speedtune, guys. As an anime music fan myself, I think it's really cool. AnimeSpeedTune.com is the website, I believe. So yeah, anime speedtunes. Isn't that crazy? Like in 2023, there's a competition about this stuff.
I mean, it kind of makes sense because there's competition or there's entertainment in all kinds of varieties out there. But that's not to say I don't love this concept.
No, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. They should do like what would be like a cool anime video game competition that you could do, like guess the level, guess the weapon,
something like that. I feel like guess the weapon would be too easy though, because like there's some weapons out there that are just iconic.
Yes, well I guess, and there's a lot of levels out there that are iconic.
Yeah, no, that's true. Actually, speaking of anime games,
apparently there's
There's one coming out like in, I'm gonna say a couple weeks. I could get the release date wrong there, but the newest Naruto Ultimate Ninja Storm game is coming out this month.
Wait, what?
Yeah, there's a new Storm game coming out.
No way.
Yes.
Tell me more. Tell me, what do you know about this?
So it's called Ultimate Ninja Storm Connections. It connects all of the from Naruto to Shippuden to Boruto. It connects all of the storylines in one massive game, and it even has an original story for the game specifically. I've been purposely keeping myself blind to the trailers and the gameplay of it because I want to be surprised, because it's a Naruto Storm game, and I know I love Naruto Storm. So I want to be surprised by as much as I can be.
Fair enough. Listen, guys, let me put it to you this way. I'm currently looking at the gameplay. Buy this game. Buy this game. Buy this game. Dude, this is like audio only reacts right now. I won't say words. Allow me to sound effect a little bit. Whoa. Awesome.
I don't know if it's a last gen and current gen. I think it is. But it also might just be a current gen. So like Series X. Bro, and PS5.
How about this? Budokai Tenkaichi 4?
Right. I forgot that was coming out too.
That's coming out one day. Just like the new Dragon Ball series that they announced.
Yeah, it's kind of been in development hell for a good while.
Yeah. What's the one after Super? What's it called? It's a Daima or something?
The new trailer they just dropped for the show?
Yeah, Dragon Ball Daima.
I think so. I think it's Dragon Ball Daima. Anime.
Yeah. What do you think?
I have mixed feelings about this. I really do.
I mean, it looked like chibi.
Yeah.
It looks like chibi Dragon Ball.
It kind of reminds me of Rock Lee and his Ninja Pals in a way, which I do love.
I was about to say that.
It also kind of reminds me of like baby Looney Tunes and a pup named Scooby Doo.
Really?
In a way, it kind of does. Yeah. Like, I haven't looked at it a whole lot, but the design-wise makes me think back to that era. But it could be close to Rock Lee and his Ninja Pals, which if it is, then absolutely, I'm 100% for it. I'm surprised they waited till now absolutely, to do it. Me too.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you fully. But like, I'm just excited for this Dragon Ball rebirth. I think like 2024 is going to be a good year for Dragon Ball fans.
Yeah.
It's lining up to be at least.
2023 was a hell of a year for Spider-Man fans.
Yeah, like, but I mean, that's no, I'm not in that category.
No, I know, but I am. So I'm doing just fine. Thank you. How are you?
Fair enough.
There is one more major thing coming out, like in December though. It's the second DLC for Pokemon Scarlet and Violet. And I never thought I'd actually play a Pokemon game that made me just like, you know what, maybe later. Cause you know me. We have several Pokemon topics on the channel. I've brought up Pokemon several times to you out of podcast. And I keep asking for episodes in it. And I've been very clear that my favorite episode of the podcast is when we made Pokemon. But Scarlet and Violet is unfortunately one of those ones that even though it's open world, it feels barren and slow a lot of the time. Like the characters usually make or break a story or a game or a movie or anything like that for me. And all of the characters in Scarlet and Violet are amazing. But the gameplay is so, it can get so boring and tedious, and it glitches out a lot, especially on the DLC packs. Like, I'm still going to play them. I still have them, but it just wears you down after a while, especially when it's a franchise you love.
I hear you. The thing, Hotshot is, how do I say this? You know how you asked me to never use ChatGPT ever again?
Jaden, behave.
I asked ChatGPT, write me a plot twist of Rock Lee and his Ninja Pals and Dragon Ball. And I think this might be even better than Harry Potter X Naruto, okay? So, all
right, you know what?
Go
what
into this.
I got nowhere to be. Go ahead.
A Dragon Ball crashes into Konoha. And Rock Lee and pals are left scratching their heads. Then out of nowhere, Goku appears, challenging Naruto to a ramen-eating duel, with slurping sounds that echo throughout the village. The gang decides to find more Dragon Balls, encountering strange creatures like talking pineapples and friendly karate-chopping cabbages. They reach the Ultra Extreme Hyperbolic Training Carnival, where they meet Vegeta, who's busy juggling watermelons and demanding to be a part of the action. Rock Lee tries to fuse with Goku, but ends up dancing the Macarena. This Macarena, quote, Macarena fusion inexplicably turns them into Goku Lee, and they wish for a mountain of marshmallow pillows. Rock Lee and the silly shenanigans of the Dragon Ball drop is a whirlwind of absurdity where every moment is dumber and funnier than the last, promising laughs for fans of both series.
Again, I think I said this about the Harry Potter and Naruto crossover. I think I would actually watch that.
Okay, Hotshot, we're gonna make this a little more fun. Name me one anime franchise and I'm gonna mix it in.
Oh god.
It has to be before 2021 because that's when ChatGPT like cuts off. Like it won't know if it existed.
Oh, okay. That changes things.
Yeah.
You know what? What the hell? One Piece.
Mix in some One Piece action in there. Here we go. Rock Lee and the Wild One Piece Dragon Ball crossover chaos. Oh, man. Okay. You ready?
Go for it. After this, mix in Pokemon, the trend, and then I think I'm
gonna. He loves the ChatGPT. Guys, he loves the ChatGPT. I've convinced him. I've broken the man. Okay. In the tranquil village of Konoha, a perplexing Dragon Ball crash lands, leaving Rock Lee and his buddies in fits of laughter. But their music is short-lived when Goku joins the scene, challenging Naruto to an epic ramen-eating showdown, causing a noodle frenzy. Deciding to gather more Dragon Balls, they set off on a journey that takes them to the grand world of One Piece, where they meet Luffy and his Straw Hat Pirates. Luffy instantly challenges Naruto to a duel, but their fight involves a rubbery arms versus Shadow Clone slapstick fest that has everyone in stitches. Oh, this is getting worse. The adventure continues with the gang encountering bizarre islands, including one made entirely of bubble gum and another where animals speak like Shakespearean actors. All the while, they are pursued by the Shinobi Saiyans.
So climb aboard and bring along.
Who's determined to wish for a lifeline, a lifetime, a lifetime of a lifetime supply of gourmet food, and a climactic showdown at the ultra extreme hyperbolic training carnival. They're joined by the unpredictable powers of Luffy from One Piece. The battle is chaotic and side-splitting, with Luffy's stretchy limbs, Naruto's shadow clones, and Goku's energy blast colliding in a symphony of absurdity. After the craziest fusion dance yet, involving salsa and breakdancing, they become... Oh, no. Before we had Goku Lee, now they become Goku Lee Peace. And make a wish for the greatest feast of all times, enough to satisfy even Luffy's ferocious appetite. Rock Lee and the Wild One Piece Dragon Ball crossover chaos is an outrageous blend of three beloved series, combining outrageous humor, nonsensical adventure, and epic battles that will have fans of all three worlds in stitches.
Coming to home video in 2028.
Are you in stitches or not?
I mean, that seems like a lot.
Dude, that's amazing.
It's amazing, it's cramming in.
Yes, it's really amazing how much it's cramming in. But yeah, so which Pokemon do you want to add in?
Pikachu, why not? Be vanilla.
And what disease does Pikachu have? We're giving it a disease. I decided so.
A disease?
Yes. What disease does Pikachu have, Hotshot?
Chicken pox. I feel like this is a... what are those called? Where you're picking like an adjective, noun, and verb for the story. Do you know what those are?
Oh my god. Yeah. I know what you mean. I don't have the word, but I know what you mean.
That's going to drive me nuts.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah, and after this, I think that's a good place to call it.
I agree. I asked ChatGPT to change the story up just a little bit, just because like I don't want to repeat the things I've been repeating. Okay, here we go. In Konoha, a Dragon Ball crashes down, making everyone scratch their heads. Along comes Goku challenging Naruto to a ramen-eating contest that spirals into a food frenzy. Deciding to find more Dragon Balls, they venture into the world of One Piece, meeting Luffy and his goofy Straw Hat Pirates. They laugh it out and do the silliest battle you've ever seen. On their journey, they encounter Pikachu, who has a wild case of chicken pox, making him sneeze sparks and... It's electrifyingly funny. Okay. As they approach the ultra extreme hyperbolic training carnival, the Shinobi Saiyans, led by the always hungry Vegeta, chase them, eager to wish for a never-ending buffet. At the carnival, amidst the chaos, they decide to fuse in a ridiculous dance-off, turning into Goku Lee Peace Pikachu. Their wish? What's their wish? What do you think?
Put everything back to normal before this was tight.
A bottomless pit of supply of bananas, ramen, and ketchup covered Thunderbolts. Because, do you know why? Do you know why?
Go on.
Because why not?
Yeah, okay.
Rock Lee's crazy Dragon Ball One Piece and Pikachu adventure is a whirlwind of nonsense combining laughter, oddball adventures, and wacky battles in a way that only these characters can deliver. Okay. So for myself, Hot Shot Ginger, and the third co-host that RGBT.
No, let's be real. The third co-host for this episode was ChatGPT.
Yes, RG ChatGPT, Chat RGBT.
this has been another episode of
anime. Is it? What's our show called?
Anime.
Podcasters. Bye.
Hey guys, Hotshot here. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Anime Podcasters. We have over 100 other episodes for your entertainment found wherever podcasts are available, such as Spotify. We also release new episodes twice a month, so keep an ear out for us. You can follow the podcast at Anime Podcasters on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Giant Music's YouTube channel. Giant himself can be found on social media at Giant Music, as well as his own website, giantmusic.com. Kyo, our artist for the podcast, can be found on Twitter and YouTube at GoProKyo, as well as his website ccartgalleryportfolio.com. As for me, Hotshot, you can find me on YouTube and Twitter at HotshotGinger. As always, guys, thanks for listening to us. Hope to talk to you soon. Take care.